Above a Persian Village, written October 11th, 2008. The water channel above the village crosses the hillside. Behind the walnut groves, now rendered immortal in beauty, even as their yellow leaves announce the coming death from winter, the watercourse takes me far from the madness of things past. The wind is cold and comfortable, blowing past the ears with the faintest of whispers. I stand with my face to the cold and my back to the just sufficient sunlight. The never silent, ever whispering flow of the water is calming. It bears along the rolling flecks of sand, over and over, into and out of hollows. It sweeps clean the small patches of waterweed and scours beneath the larger stones. Around stands the silence of the reaped and waiting fields and the holy sanctuary of the green and golden-leaved walnut groves. Here live the magpies, who, respectful of the silence, call out by measure. Not so the crows down in the village. For so many generations, the watercourse has crossed the land, sustaining the fields and offering peace and relief to all who would stand still for it. O land, O solitary small bird, let me never forget you, never leave me either.